Well, I greet you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark again, and this is day 5 in our 7-day series on the body of Christ. The last 4 days we've been talking about the body of Christ. The first day was the actual physical, strong, healthy body of Jesus when he walked on this earth. And then the second day, which would have been day 5, the 5th of the month, we talked about the broken, bleeding, crucified body of Jesus. And then briefly about the resurrected body, the one that was able to walk through walls and things. But then we're focusing here in the last part of these of this week on the church, the body of Christ, as the church of Jesus Christ. And as him is the head, he is the head, we are the bodies as Christians. And I would just really encourage you to go back and listen to those first 4 messages if you're not following along. Maybe today's your first time listening in this week. I would really encourage you to go back and listen to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of the month. And then, of course, today is the 8th, and you've called in. So today we're going to continue in Ephesians chapter 4, and then we're going to go into a little bit in chapter 5, talking about the body of Christ, the church. We're going to start in Ephesians 4, verse 24, and we're kind of breaking in here. And we read this yesterday, but I'm just going to point out a few things. It says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." This is the person who comes to Christ, he puts off the old man, repentance, and he's renewed in the spirit of his mind, verse 23 and verse 24, and putting on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." And this is, I believe, talking about the church. The book of Ephesians is talking about the body of Christ, the church, and Christ being the head, we being the body, we working together as a body, not just me and my relationship with God, but me and my relationship with God and me and my relationship with my brothers and sisters, the part of the body of Christ. And I believe this is very important in God's plan for Christians, is to be a part of a local body. It says that we are members one of another, verse 25. And then it says, "Be not angry," or "be angry and sin not, but not the sun go down upon your wrath." Talking again about the body of Christ. "Neither give place to the devil." And that's one thing I want us to look at. Don't give place to the devil. When we sin in our anger, or when we are lying and not speaking truth with his neighbor, we're giving place to the devil. When we steal, at verse 27, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands. When we steal, when we lie, when we get angry, when we sin, when we lust, when we covet, all those things, we're giving place to the devil. Verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying." And that reminds me of the scripture that says that in James there, where it says that a fountain can't bring forth good water and salty water or bitter water, and referring that to our mouth. We can't just speak good and bad. It says here, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God." So we don't want to give place to the devil, and we give place to the devil when we do these things, like I said, but also we grieve the Holy Spirit of God when we do these things, when there's corrupt communication coming out of our mouth, when we're lying, when we're stealing, when we're coveting, we're grieving the Holy Spirit of God. And then verse 31 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger," and like I said yesterday, we could we could put the all in front of all of those things. Let all bitterness and all wrath and all anger and all clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you as a church, as individuals, with all malice. And be ye kind one to another. This is God's will, that we would be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That's the responsibility of the believers and how it is supposed to be worked out in the local church. And so, that, and this is the one anotherings again. I've been talking about that, verse 32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So then we have verse or chapter 5, be therefore followers of God as dear children, not just dear individuals, but dear children, walking together in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It's a sweet smell to God as he sees the church working together, not divisions, not separations. That's not his will. It's his will that we would be in unity one with another, not in an unholy unity where we're accepting gay marriage and those kind of things, but in a unity of holiness where it said here that I guess it would be in maybe in the first part of the chapter 4 there, where it talked about walking in holiness. So walk in love, as verse 2 of chapter 5, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetous, let it not even be once named among you as become a saint. Talking about the church here, that these things would not be even once named among us, let alone, you know, practiced or accepted at all. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Just the lifting up of a holy life, the lifting up of working together as the body of Christ in holiness and righteousness, giving thanks, being a thankful person. And then it goes on and, I don't know where to stop and where to start here, but I guess I'll just leave off our reading of the scriptures right there for now. But I had a few questions. Who makes up the church, the body of Christ? Well, it's individuals, it's couples, and it's families. When an individual sins, he lies, he lusts, he steals, he gossips, he slanders, he's angry, he's bitter, he doesn't forgive, we're giving place to the devil in our lives, in our church, in Christ's body. And also, we grieve the Holy Spirit. We've talked about that in those two verses. Also, we bring reproach to the head, who is Christ. We bring reproach to him. So when we sin as individuals, we give place to the devil, we grieve the Holy Spirit, and we bring reproach to the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also bring reproach to the rest of the body. Well, our responsibility in that is to repent and to turn from our sins so that we don't give place to the devil, we don't grieve the Holy Spirit, we don't bring reproach to the head, and we don't bring reproach to the rest of the body, but we would repent and turn from those sinful ways. In the church, it's not just individuals, but it's couples. In this world, there are two kinds of wars. There's the what I call the hot battles. That's where you have the tanks and the missiles and the guns and the swords and all of the armies fighting one another. We hear a lot of things in this world today about fighting and about killing and about bombs coming and killing even innocent people and that. So there's that kind of war in the world. There's these hot battles, as I would call them. But then there's also the Cold War, and that's unfriendly relationships, communication strained, and there's trade embargoes. The Cold War was a couple decades ago was between the United States and Russia, and we're actually almost in that same kind of thing right now with Russia in the world here today with this Cold War. Unfriendly relationships, communication strain, trade embargoes, and those kind of things. And so that's the two kinds of war, the hot battles and the Cold War. Well, with couples, husbands and wives, dads and moms, grandpa and grandmas, is there war in your relationship between each other? Are there hot battles where, you know, there's fighting and throwing things and yelling and screaming? Or maybe just a cold war where there's unfriendly relationships, communication strain, and there's trade embargoes, or there's not working together as a couple. This is not God's will. And these relationships need to be healed. And as part of the body of Christ, when these things are there in our lives, whether it's hot battles or cold wars, as a couple, as a husband and wife, we give place to the devil in our lives, in our church, and in the body of Christ. We are giving place to the devil when there's this strained relationships and or unfriendly relationships and the communication strained and we can't agree on things. We give place to the devil. We also grieve the Holy Spirit. We also bring reproach to the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also bring reproach to the rest of the body. And the fifth thing there is that we're making our own lives and our families' lives miserable when we have these cold wars or the hot battles. And I know that happens in the churches, and it shouldn't be. We should be able to, as it said there in chapter 4, that we read, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath given you. And that goes for couples here. So maybe you're a husband, maybe you're a wife listening to this, and there's a cold war in your relationship with your spouse. Oh, I just encourage you to repent. I encourage you to turn from that. And I know maybe you're just one side, and the other person maybe needs to hear this too, but you can do your part. And I just encourage you in that. And that's my daily inspiration. That's the inspiration for today anyway. And I'm just going to leave it with that. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll continue this topic of the body of Christ tomorrow. This will be day 6. Thank you.